From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In southern Afghanistan, 14 civilians are dead and 6 others wounded in a NATO airstrike. NPR's Ahmad Shafi says this comes as Afghan President Karzai has asked NATO to stop so-called night raids.
The airstrike took place in Nauzat district of Helmand province in southern Afghanistan. Local officials say the target was insurgents, but NATO planes bombed 2 homes, killing 2 women and more than a dozen children. NATO officials say they're still investigating the case. Meanwhile, a woman was killed in Musakhil district of Khost province in eastern Afghanistan. The chief of police in Khost says the woman was carrying a rocket-propelled grenade and was killed during a NATO operation. Civilian casualties have been a source of friction between NATO and Afghan President Hamid Karzai. A recent UN report said that more than 2,500 civilians were killed last year, but 3/4 of those deaths were blamed on the Taliban militants. Ahmad Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
Activists in Syria say government forces are on the move again against areas that are centers of the anti-government protests. They say troops backed by tanks are attacking 2 towns in central Syria. They say all roads leading to the towns have been closed off. President Obama will be in Joplin, Missouri today. He's traveling there to attend a memorial service for victims of last week's deadly tornado. NPR's Wade Goodwin is in Joplin.
Last month, President Obama said he'd never seen anything like the tornado damage he saw in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. But Joplin, Missouri is likely to do Tuscaloosa one better. Although FEMA became synonymous with incompetence during Hurricane Katrina, the president will be pleased to hear that in Joplin, local authorities are praising the federal government. City Manager Mark Rohr.
I can't say enough about FEMA to this point in time and the relationship that we've established with them and the cooperation we've seen from FEMA and our other friends on a federal level.
The president is expected to spend about 3 hours in Missouri. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Joplin.
Flooded communities in Montana are preparing for more high water. The National Weather Service is predicting up to 3 inches of rain through tomorrow. It's also warning that the melting snowpack in the Rockies will likely swell rivers in the region for several weeks. It took more than 4 months of debate, but the Texas legislature has passed a budget that slashes billions from education and health care. On the State House floor last night, Republican State Representative John Otto said lawmakers had a tough job to do.
My constituents sent me here to make the hard decisions, just like they sent you here. They also sent me here with the expectation that we would live within our means.
The budget bill passed both houses over objections from Democrats. Lawmakers still have to rework aid formulas to make big public school funding cuts legal. The budget passed on a mostly party line vote and now goes to Governor Rick Perry for his signature. You're listening to NPR News. Shuttle Endeavour astronauts are packing their gear and preparing to leave the International Space Station. This latest mission wraps up a 12-day station visit that completed construction of the U.S. side of the station. In Houston, Flight Director Gary Horlocker says Endeavour performed its last mission flawlessly.
It's going to be sad to see her retire, but I can't think of a better mission for her to have her last flight with.
Endeavour is due back Wednesday at the Kennedy Space Center, where workers are preparing for NASA's last space shuttle flight. Atlantis and a crew of 4 are scheduled to close out the 30-year-old shuttle program with a final cargo run to the station in July. The Indianapolis 500 is celebrating its centennial today, as Quinn Kleinfelter reports from member station WDET. This year's running of the race features some of the Goliaths of the sport, starting from the back of the pack.
In 1911, Ray Haroon won the first Indy 500, averaging 75 miles an hour. Haroon quieted other drivers' complaints that his car was unsafe because he did not have a mechanic riding with him by making the first recorded use of a rear-view mirror. This year, Alex Tagliani left others in his rear-view mirror, becoming the first Canadian to qualify on the pole for Indy at over 227 miles an hour. But many drivers far better known than Tagliani will start Indy far behind their accustomed lofty positions. Defending champion Dario Franchitti starts in 9th. 3-time winner Elio Castroneves is in the middle of the 33-car field, while Danica Patrick and Marco Andretti struggled badly during qualifying, barely making their way into the starting lineup. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.
Support for